Dihi. Dihi is clarity of intelligence. Intelligence is of many kinds. There is intelligence of the elephant, there is intelligence of the horse, there is intelligence of the cow, there is intelligence of the dog, there is intelligence of the cat. There are many kinds of intelligence. And remember, all these intelligences are human beings. We have all kinds of intelligences. If you examine your intelligence, you will find horse intelligence, elephant intelligence, cow intelligence, dog intelligence, cat intelligence. Our intelligence is a very composite kind of intelligence. It has many, many kinds of intelligences. These intelligences are all partial intelligences. They are mixed intelligences. Whereas Dhi is pure intelligence. Pure intelligence is like a polished mirror. Whatever is real, both inner and outer, if your intelligence is fully polished, you will see, if you clearly, there will be no deflection, no shame. There will be so much of anxiety, so much of worry, when you are not prepared. At the last moment you want to take hold of the book, you want to read 3-4 lines, suddenly wherever your eyes fall, perchance you will be asked some such question for which an answer is lying there. It is a wavering mind, wavering state of consciousness. You are not sure, full of worry, full of anxiety. But when you know a thing very well, then you are sure, whatever question is asked, I am ready. And actually like to be asked any question from any corner. It's a new state of consciousness. So when the knowledge is attained, then there is a fullness of consciousness. In one of the Upanishads it is said, Chidghana, when you have full knowledge, then your consciousness becomes solid. When your knowledge is not perfect, it is fluid. But when your knowledge is perfect, it becomes absolutely solid. It is ghana. You can experience also. In fact, Sri Aurobindo says, when you experience peace, if it is true peace, you will feel as if a strong pillar is thrust into your mind. The peace will come as a strong pillar, stable pillar, in which thought cannot take place at all. It is complete peace, absolutely peace. That is the state of knowledge. Knowledge always gives you peace. This is the mark of knowledge. If you are looking for peace, then have true knowledge. It gives you peace. Satyam. Satyam is expression of reality, accurate expression of reality, which I have told you already. So there is also mark of dharma. Akrodha, absence of anger. Just as I spoke of kshama, the forgiveness. Forgiveness and absence of anger are correlated. When there is no anger, forgiveness becomes easy. So you should be free from anger. The more you are free from anger, the greater you are in the dharma. These are the 10 dashakam dharma lakshanam. These 10 are the characteristics of dharma. This is Manusmriti says. And Manusmriti gives you kind of a summary of hundreds of books on dharma. He says, without reading hundreds of books, I tell you very simply, the sum and substance of dharma is only these 10 characteristics. Now in Mahabharata, I told you I'll give 3 sentences. One was this one. Later on I'll give to Vipsi, she will satisfy and give you these papers so that in brief, you will remember for your whole life that these 10 characteristics give you dharma. Now there is another one which is taken from Mahabharata. It speaks of a smaller number. So even a smaller definition of dharma is given. They repeat many of the things which are already told here. Ahimsa, non-violence. Satyam, truth. Akrodha, absence of anger. Andru Shamsyam, absence of cruelty. Dhamma, self-restraint. And Arjavam, straightforwardness. Now you will find that these 5 words are in a sense contained in those 10 words. So if you remember those 10 words, you don't need to remember these 5 words. This is only smaller definition. In fact, these 5 words are much suppler. So non-violence, truth, absence of anger, absence of cruelty, self-restraint, and straightforwardness. Now the third one is also taken from Mahabharata. You know, Mahabharata is the greatest epic in the world history. It is said that what is not in Mahabharata is not anywhere else. This is the claim. It is not, it's an exaggerated claim, but it gives you the extent of the dignity of Mahabharata. It is said what is not in Mahabharata is not anywhere else. And all that is already in Mahabharata. So Mahabharata is supposed to give you answers to all kinds of questions. And dharma is one of the most important questions. Therefore, there was a dialogue between the king and the teacher. And then the teacher tells him that the following are the words which give you dharma: kindness, benevolence, non-violence, in action, word, and thought. This is dharma. Now this is a still shorter definition of dharma. I'll give you all the 3. You keep them with you because they will help you in deciding whenever you do any action, whether it is dharma or adharma. Even before you read Rita, the highest, it will give you a guidance. But keep them only as guides, not as something binding. Dharma is a progressive development. Therefore, if anybody says, this is dharma in the final word, until you read Rita, don't take it to be final. Because it is constantly developing. Now I shall come to the final part of my talk. Should I stop here? If you are tired, I can stop here. I continue? Yes? It's not long, but I am coming to the final term because it is perhaps the most important thing in our life.